Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this one. And as always, this is sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below. And we're going to talk about something that happened in the UK yesterday when British police and a psychologist showed up at this man's home because he'd posted on social media, Christians must stand up after the Islamist attack on the bishop in Australia. This usually happens in dictatorships, but this is what's happening in the UK. So let me first of all kick off by playing you a little clip. This is inside the guy's house. Hang on, here we go.
Yep. Name and number, please, mate.
Yeah, PC Green, Cobra,
I'm Joe, PC Turner. Station.
Thank you. So what's this about then?
So it was just
a few concerns. I won't film it, I'll just get it recorded.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Just a few concerns.
It's smelly right now, sorry. What? It's like a mop, he just picked everything up.
It's lovely.
Klaus. So why are you here today, sorry? No, yeah, you can all sit down, it's not a problem. You've literally just missed the missus and that. They've gone out like 10 minutes ago. Yeah. So what's the issue?
So it was just to, you know, obviously, what we've been told, that you might have a few concerns, a few things that are bothering you at the moment.
Yeah, bothering everyone else in the country right now. So what are the concerns you're here for? Because this is religious discrimination right now, you know, because you wouldn't be knocking on Muslims' doors if they had this conversation. So I already know why you're here. So this is religious.
Why do you think we're here?
I don't know. What's the priest told you?
They're just people raise concerns.
What concerns?
About your views.
What views?
That you've got concerns about this
going on
in Australia.
Yeah, so I'm an Orthodox Christian. Now you've turned up at my house because I went to see my priest. So I'm going to get you all on film because this is going straight to my solicitor.
So what are your concerns? Is there anything that you can help with?
No, firstly, I don't mean any disrespect to any of you. I don't want to sound abrupt here. You can tell me why you're here.
So I think, as PC Sam's explained, so there was a report about some beliefs being expressed. So the reason I'm here is I work for the NHS, and if you're willing, I'm happy to talk and listen with you.
No, that's fine.
If you've got any concerns about your well-being.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Sorry. No, because he's just jarring the voice. You can't sit down, mate.
No, so my understanding is, no, I'm not a police officer, I'm a nurse. My understanding is...
So because I've questioned about the church not acting on the behalf of Christians, you're now turning up here with mental health nurses, assuming that I'm some right-wing nut.
So no one assumes anything. Can I explain my point of view? And you're happy, I'm happy to...
No, that's fine,
So there you have it, my friends. The NHS psychiatrist who rocked up at this guy's house, along with the police officers, offering to be able to help this guy because he'd expressed a view that Christians do need to stand up again following the stabbing of the bishop in Sydney, which we all saw there a little while ago. So it apparently, if you are saying that Christians need to stand up, oh boy, then the police are going to have to come round to your door and have a word. So this is for the benefit of any local police force that might listen to me. I believe that Christians must stand up. You're very welcome to come and talk to me about that. Also, by the way, I wonder, have they heard of the very popular hymn, Onward Christian Soldiers? Have they heard that one? I've heard that one as well. Ooh, maybe that needs to be banned. That could be inciting Christians to form an army. But seriously, look, the fact is that the event that happened in Australia has got nothing to do with a British police force. Literally zero to do with them. But yet, they're using that as a pretext for these officers and their NHS psychiatrist to come round to the guy's house and have a chat with him. Now, I think this is a bit like whenever they visited me because I wouldn't wear a face mask. It's a threat. It's basically to sort of say, you need to change your thinking. You need to improve your attitude, you know? And that's the state of British policing. We are rapidly turning into a totalitarian dictatorship where if you don't think the right way, and the right way is defined in whichever way the establishment wants, then you're going to be in trouble. That's real trouble. And do bear in mind, as someone has pointed out to me, that in English law, if you could be committed to an asylum, you could be put away by a couple of psychologists agreeing that there was a problem with you. So let's not underestimate the threat that this gentleman faced. And all he said was that Christians must stand up and assert themselves following the stabbing of a Christian pastor in Sydney. And of course, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong in what he's saying in the first instance. In the second instance, what has it got to do with the British police force? He's talking about Australia. And in the third place, isn't this another example of Christian phobia? This is where Christians are being singled out by this state and bullied and cajoled and made to feel very much an intimidated minority. As the gentleman was right in that video to say it wouldn't happen if it had been a Muslim who said Muslims must stand up. Oh, no, that wouldn't have got the police and the NHS psychologists coming around. And yet that's exactly what happened in this instance. It's another example of also of how British policing is increasingly being weaponized to persecute all those people who are enemies of the state. And in this case, Christians appear to be now enemies of this British state.